hey, everybody. Thank you all for inviting me out here. I want to say I'm going to turn my phone off because it plays the good, the bad, and the ugly when people call me, and that ain't good in the middle of an altar call. I want to give much respect and appreciation for Brother Taylor asking me to come out, and I know he's a good shepherd, and I'm honored that he would trust me to feed y'all a good meal and sing to you. I want to do you a few songs. Some of them I wrote and some of them I just want to do for you. But God is in the house. I was up early this morning. I said, Lord, give me a word. I said, I don't want to just go out there and make them feel warm and fuzzy. I said, give me what they need. And I really believe he gave me a word for you. A rhema word. Somebody say amen. That's something that you need right now. Those rhema words keep you from whipping your neighbor and stuff like that. Amen.
I've seen the darkness, and it saw me. But here in the light, where the dark can't see, there is a sweet glow of mercy that covers me. Well, I am found, and once was lost, and there in the gutter where the wheels came off, there was a sweet mercy that covered me. It picked me up, it set me right, brought me day and killed my night. Mercy's there at every turn. Mercy gives what I can't earn. Gonna let that sweet glow of mercy, God's sweet glow of mercy, cover me. I have run, but I couldn't hide. I couldn't get away from this light inside. There was a sweet glow of mercy that covered me. Covers me. It picked me up, it set me right, brought me day and killed my night. Mercy's there at every turn. Mercy gives what I can't earn. Oh, let that sweet glow of mercy, God's sweet glow of mercy, oh, let us. If I die before I wake, I know whose soul that he will take. There's gonna be a sweet glow of mercy, God's sweet glow of mercy. Gonna be a sweet glow of mercy that covers me. I'm talking about a sweet glow of mercy, God's sweet glow of mercy. Gonna be sweet glow of mercy that covers me. How about
you today.
I'm living in a suite. I'm a dancing in a suite. I'm a loving this sweet bow of mercy that covers me. I'm laughing in a suite. I'm a living in a suite. I'm a loving this sweet bow of mercy that covers me.
Glory to God. Somebody say God is good. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. I got to do this for somebody today. The sky come down, the mountains fall unto the ground. I will fear none of these things. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wing. Dark waters rise and thunder pounds. The wheels of war are going round, and all the walls, they're crumbling. All shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Well, I'll be underneath your your heart, in your refuge come to me. The earth can shake, but Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. The wind can blow, the rain can pour, the levees break, the tempest roar, but in this storm my spirit sings. I say amen. Amen.
inside your heart. In your refuge, cover me. The earth can shake, but Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. On that day, you call for me. Someday when time no more shall be, I'll say there, where is your stain? Call shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Yes.
Woo! Thank you all so much. My little woman sends her love today. My wife and I adopted our grandson when he was 2 weeks old, so he's 10 now, and he's taller than she is, and he loves Jesus, and he's just the joy of our heart. And then his sister moved in. She's 16, straight A student, just blessing to be around. So my wife's got the kids this morning, and we got a service today to do at our church at 2 o'clock. And y'all are all invited, by the way. And I wrote a song many years ago, and it's on my heart this morning. I'll tell you something I forgot to get was a water. Can I have water? Y'all let me bring water up here. Is that okay? I know I didn't think they'd mind. Thank you, brother. I was going through some really, really hard times years ago. And there's a place in the Bible where the disciples were on the boat with Jesus. And they were in dire straits, man. They was in trouble. And there was a storm throwing waves up over the boat. And they were about to drown. And those fishermen had seen people drowned on that water many times. And they went down and woke Jesus up. And they said, Master, don't you care? We're about to die up here. And Jesus came and rebuked that water, told it to be still. Then he said, oh, you of little faith, why did you fear? So there's times in our lives when we know that Jesus is on our boat, but there's times I feel like he's asleep. Now, he don't really see the situation, but he does. Somebody say amen. And I wrote this song during one of those really tough times in my life many years ago. And the Lord spoke to me in the song, and I feel like somebody needs this today. So I want to give it to you.
And I'm not sure at all of the vision I know you gave. I haven't heard from you in such a while. I need a second wind for my faith. I feel like a blind man, dark. Lord, I need to see where I am, holding on to every promise you made as the waves keep crashing in. My face for
any fear. 'Cause I proclaim to them all your words are true. Lord, I'm gonna fight this fight and hold back the tears. But I hear you saying to me, of little faith, don't you know I'm never far? And when you're overwhelmed by these crashing waves, I know where you are. Lay your head down and rest here on my knees. Let me carry you through this raging storm, son. You'll find comfort at my feet. Oh yeah.
God, thank you all so much. Thank you, Lord. Look at somebody and say, God's on your boat. He's going to save you just when you need saving. Sometimes he lets us sweat. If y'all noticed that, ask Daniel about that. Ask the Hebrew children about that. Sometimes, ask David about that. Sometimes you just got to go through stuff to learn to trust God. And what better place to trust him when you feel like you're going to be eaten by lions or burn up in the fire? Fire, y'all. The Lord's going to see what kind of work it is. And if it's gold and it's from him, it'll survive. Somebody say amen. And if it don't, maybe you don't need that anyway. Glory to God. There's times, y'all, there's a scripture that says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So there's times that we get in a seem right thing and we really feel it's the right thing. It just, everything falls in line and it seems right. But those things are deceiving sometimes. The Bible says that my sheep will know my voice. And there's times when I'm not clear. There's times it's foggy. There's times there's static. And I wait. I've learned to wait because every time I've jumped, I've missed it. Somebody say amen. I'm not one of those preachers that's never made mistakes. I've made a bunch of them. And a lot of times things seemed right, but they wasn't. Trust you with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. If I acknowledge you in all of my ways, you'll direct my path. And I got to make a decision, and I got to make a phone call right now and give an answer to this person. Or I got to handle this today. I need an answer. And this is what I intend to do. And if it's not right, I ask you to stop me right now. I ask you to fix it right now. I'm asking you to honor your word to me, Lord, that I'll be not deceived, that I'll not fall into something that you don't want me to do. And every time that I've prayed that, I've never missed it, y'all. The times that I missed it was when I got ahead of myself. the times that I missed it's when I didn't pray about it real good. When I just, oh yeah, that's good, let's do it. And it wasn't right. And can I get an amen? I know y'all ain't never done that, have you? Give Jesus a big hand. Your hands together and help me a little bit. Look at somebody and say, God's good.
Give me a
much able to survive. Give me a J for my toy, y'all. Give me a J able to survive. Give me a J for my Jesus, the man whose blood saved my life. Well, give me a J for my toy, y'all. Give me a J for to survive. Yeah, give me a J for my Jesus, the man whose blood saved my life. Give me a J for my Jesus. The man whose precious blood saved my life.
Thank you all so much. Glory to God. Give Jesus a big hand.
I do a song that y'all know, and it may be a little different, but you can help me sing.
Been there. days to sing God's praise. And when we first begun
to sing Amazing Grace with me,
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, oh, like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Lord, I was blind, oh, but now I see.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you all so much. Lord, I don't want to miss you today. Don't want to sing too many. Don't want to sing not enough. I praise you for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing that's breaking yokes right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Walking up that hill that day with the weight of the world on your shoulders. And all of your friends denied they even knew your name. What a feeling that must be. The people have been scorned your sweet name. Oh yes it is.
same, oh my Lord. Lord, you give me all that you could give. Lord, I know you had to die so I could live. Yeah, yeah.
You believe that? Would you praise him today? Glory to God.
Today, people laugh at your name, and so many times they turn away.
He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.